Hi, everybody. Here we are again. Another fabulous, wonderful BBS program, Monday, Creation, Life, Ship, Healing. And the date today is November 2nd, 2015. So if you have a situation with 11-2, 2015, or maybe you're just using 11 with like a number 2, two ones, that could be double 11s, who knows. So let's do a clearing for the date. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, oh man, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm doing that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So like we're in November now, getting rid of the 11 here. So we're on the second day of November, 2015. And let's clear from you a situation, an incident that you might be harboring, or something hits you with it, or you know, maybe you're out trick-or-treating and you got slimed or something, a witch looked at you funny in costume and went home limping or something. Who knows? So here we go. And in fact, I was at the post office today, and lo and behold, a little four-year-old little girl is singing, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are." And I go, boy, I should only know what you were saying. So here we go. Let's clear away the energies that may have contacted you that caused you harm, releasing that one situation, whatever it would be. Here we go. Remember, this is your choice. 1, 2, releasing it, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll bring up the light beams, everybody. So many light beams as you have. Some people have TVs now hooked up to it. Imagine they're probably using a one of those HDMI cables or something. So that's an idea for people. Run it into your computer and get a big TV screen if you happen to have that. So here we go. Energizing the light beams, as many as you have up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. We'll see if our co-host is out there around somewhere. Elizabeth, are you there? Are you here? Are you everywhere?
Yes, Ron, I'm here. So grateful to be here for the next hour, and want to welcome everybody to the Healing Highway on Creation Lightship Healing. This is our Monday show, and as Ron said, it's November 2nd, 2015. Thanks so much for clearing the date, Ron. And everybody, if you're brand new, just joining us, I'd like to welcome you and encourage you to check out creationlightship.com, which is Ron's website, as well as your access to all of the instant healings, which you can do 24/7 via the web. So it's a wonderful way to sort of get to know Ron and his work. There are free healings on the left-hand side, many different healings which you can do. And you can also check out the links to our Creation Lightship documents, social networks, and YouTube videos that Ron has posted. So we have a lot of listener questions tonight, and I'm sure everybody would like to get into that. So if that's all right with you, Ron, we can start doing some questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, great. And everybody, if you're just also joining us, wanted to mention that Ron did charge the light beings, so you can bring those up if you haven't already, via our BBS or Creation Lightship chat links at the top of the page. Okay, so thanks for the peace energy, and that will bring peace energy to you and your space for the next hour during the show. So the first question is regarding the generic 7-generational clearing, and this listener writes, "Hi, Ron, I would like to do a 7-generational healing to clear my ancestors from making bad financial decisions. Would the generic special healing work for that, or is there a better one?"
Yeah, that could, but remember, you did state that you did the special clearing for that for yourself first. So you need to remember, this is all internal inside of you. So the 7 generations is the DNA that is not brought up to the surface yet and is laying dormant in you. and it may be affecting you, but it hasn't really popped up with all that energy yet. But it still could be, in a sense, active, activating what you're dealing with right now. Hopefully that makes sense to you. So you need to clean yourself out first. This is all internal stuff. It's not external, even though you think they're dead and not here, and that, you know, maybe you think that maybe they're giving you transmissions from the grave, which could be a possibility, but forgetting that, this is all inside of you. But the first thing you do is do the special clearing, and it would work for that. Normally, I made that only for physical problems, but you could do that if you wish. And then after you clean yourself out with that condition, that problem, and you still think you have it, then you could go into the seven generational clearings to go deeper inside of you. So for that, I would say, yes, you could do that. You also may want to do timeline crashes on the different incidents in your life that you may have lost money or something like that, that you're dealing with some type of prosperity in a sense. So what I would do is, you know, look at your life, and maybe, you know, you wanted to buy something and the money got taken from you or whatever, or something else happened. Well, that's on a timeline crash. Get rid of that timeline where you had to use the money for something else. Or maybe you never got it. So clean that out of you also. So that's the way the clearings work. Some clearings are external, things outside of yourself, like the planets are all external to you. The curse of sex is spell, dark side practitioner, those are external energies. The ley lines are external. But your issues, you know, that you're dealing with is inside of you almost, you know, 99% of the time. And normally you have it activated, so it's on your psychic billboard. And then from there, remember, it's still inside of you, and then you got the external stuff happening to you. But you have to kind of look at it. Is this something that I have inside of me that I've been living with, you know, like the, you know, something reoccurring in your life every year or something, you know? Or is it something that just hit me out of left field and, you know, you don't have it in you. It still is in you because you got it resonating with it, but it's not an issue, first-time issue. So if it's like a first-time issue, then something hits you from the outside. So now you know that is external to you. And that normally will not be a whole lifetime clearing. You may want to try one and do it that way, but typically it won't be a whole lifetime clearing because it's something outside of yourself hitting you. So hopefully, you know, you understand what I'm talking about here. And this is not, you know, like 99% correct on this. So back to you.
Yeah, Ron, that's a great point. And the thing is, that you've already been given everything that's inside of your package, you know, from your ancestors. You already have that. It's already inside of you, that ancestral DNA. So there may or may not be something that is currently happening that, you know, like you said, that your ancestors may not be torturing you. It's more important to focus on clearing out yourself. And going back deeper in the genetics is kind of a second step after you've cleared yourself. So am I understanding that correctly?
I interrupted. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, very good. Now, it is possible that you're dealing with an issue and, you know, you're thinking about doing that seven generation of one because, you know, you felt that Uncle Harry, you know, had this issue too. Or maybe your great-great-grandfather, you know, lost their ranch or something, and you're dealing with a house foreclosure, for instance, okay? Now you're going, geez, what's happening here? You didn't know about Uncle Harry, and then all of a sudden you find out that, yeah, he had this issue. Well, maybe they're bringing in his timeline, we'll just say 100, 200 years ago, onto you. And all of a sudden now, because you're related to him genetically, that's activating the situation in you, maybe causing you problems. I'm kind of going out a little further than normal on this here, but Some people want to know that maybe they've tried this and tried that, it didn't work or whatever, or they got some relief, but man, they're still being haunted by it. So you may want to look at that as, did any of your ancestors have this problem, and is it activated in you? And, yeah, the seven generational clearing could help that. They're still inside of you. But what about the timeline? The timeline can get pasted on you also. So you may want to do a timeline crash and then do the upside-down timeline for that person that gave you this gift because they gave it to you, and now you're dealing with their stuff. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a great clarification, Ron, and thanks for explaining that so thoroughly. And hopefully that's something to think about because it is really important to focus on you. And you're here in the present moment, so and you have all that stuff. So it's more on you to clear out your issues. So hopefully that would work. And I guess that would be the best clearing, the seven generational, after you've done your own clearings.
Yeah, and always reevaluate yourself. You know, after you do yourself, because you may not need it.
That's
you know, it's always helpful. You know, what I'm trying to say is, I would say probably maybe 95% of your stuff is in you already activated. And the other 5% that could be causing you a problem, but that's only if you really think you can't get away from it, you know? And then you may want to do seven generations. So I'd say maybe 5% of the time or 5% of the people will say we'll need the seven generational one. But, you know, if you've got a stubborn issue and you can't get rid of it, then that's where you want to begin at. Or, you know, start after that before you start looking for other clearings. What I do next? Do I try this clearing or that clearing? May not relate as well as a seven generational one. So, but also, you know, do the timeline crash on that if you know of an ancestor that had a problem. That's more real. So your seven generations is in your genetics, and you know. When you clear that timeline, now you're dealing with the reality. Before, it's just something that's in your genetics that won't have the copy and paste reality brought upon you. So they're taking that timeline of a real reality, a real movie set, with your Uncle Harry or whatever, and pasting that reality into your life. And even though they may have had a covered wagon and horses and things. And you have cars now and, you know, a different situation, that same energy could attach to what you have here. So a horse could turn into your car, you know, because they're going to morph it out so that it's going to affect you now because you don't have a horse. So back to you.
Yeah, and just curious too, Ron, just taking it a little sideways here, and then I guess we should move on. But say you know, like Uncle Harry, for example, lost your family's fortune or somehow, like he was a gambler, I don't know, did like bad real estate deals. Would it be helpful to clear that ancestor specifically if you know there's some kind of financial thing associated with that person?
Timeline crashes, probably yes, but it's still inside of you. Remember,
right.
You have to have, you're wearing the T-shirt. And you may have 100 T-shirts on top of the one that you have with Uncle Harry, but, you know, the T-shirt's still on you.
Right.
And so by doing a timeline crash, you might just eliminate Uncle Harry's motivations or whatever, you know, his lifestyle, we'll just use that term, and get that out of the alien agenda, because if they can't attach to Uncle Harry with all these problems, then they probably won't find it in you. Remember, they're out of time also, and they can watch the time energies. That's why they are, well, I won't say they're out of time, but their time is much quicker than ours. Okay, so they're at a much higher frequency, and they can do many things in 1 second, but we only do one thing in a second. So they're able to watch you and find out what's going to trigger you. And that's how they work, because they're in control of your time. So your time is also your ancestors' time. So they can thumb through everything from your ancestors and find out what could be, you know, activated in you right now as you're bringing forth issues. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a good distinction, Ron, and I think it's helpful to hear that because I think some people do. We hear that a lot. You know, you have past lives and it's in your DNA and all these things, but it's important to realize that it's not necessarily a conscious attack from someone who has passed on. It's already stuff that has been activated inside of you that you need to clear.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so that's really great. And I think that that's extremely helpful and will probably help a lot of people clear out themselves further. So I guess we should move on. And the next listener question is about I guess this person was watching YouTube, and they, I guess, got affected by what they were seeing. And what they did is they took the YouTube username that the person has and put it into the keyword intercept clearing. They said, "What a relief to get the ugly energies off of me. I wanted to thank you, Ron, for this free clearing because it's times like these when it's most needed."
Very good, yeah. You're getting slime from something by watching something, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And yeah, the name would tend to help nullify the situation that the person is bringing you this energy from. So that's very good.
Great. And thanks for writing in about that. And I should also, I think I mentioned this at the top of the show, but that healing is a free healing. And it is a full-strength healing. And it's under the drop-down box on the left-hand side. It is I think it's called the Alien Keyword Intercept. Yeah, that's the official name, Alien Keyword Intercept. And you can, you know, if you feel like you keep hearing the same phrase or word over and over again, you can put that in there because more than likely it's some kind of program that you're hearing or picking up on. It's important to get that off of you or detach yourself from that.
Yeah, I'm not kind of thinking here, you know, let's just say that you're not really too intuitive, but you hear the phrase in your head, "I love money," and you keep hearing that. You go, "That's a great phrase."
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then you start uncovering more and more, right, getting these layers taken off of you. Now you hear and you go, "That's a great phrase. I love that phrase." But now you get it uncovered more, right? You get some of the stuff taken off. Now it's saying, "I love losing money," and you go, "I don't love that." So anyway, that's another way of kind of looking at it. This might get some people to kind of wake up to what they're saying, you know. So anyway, you don't know how they're twisting everything. So back to you.
Yeah, so that's a really interesting point, Ron, because if you could have selective hearing for what, you know, they're telling you. So you could think you're hearing one thing, but it's actually you're not hearing the parts that are making you have a terrible life, which is a very kind of frightening thought. So hopefully that alien keyword intercept would help you, even if you only know part of the phrase. Because, sorry, go ahead.
You don't know what's hidden.
Yeah.
And, you know, stated, you know?
Yeah, and it's like I know people don't understand this sometimes, but it's just as important to clear the positive emotions as it is the negative ones because you don't know what the flip side of that is.
Yep.
So, good points. Okay, so somebody commented about the Saturday night show, and you did a clearing on Saturday night BBS, and they said, "Simply amazing. My arm was vibrating when Ron released the pyramid energy at the end of the show. Never would have guessed. That's why I felt so off today. The excuse me, the releases from Halloween from the past were wonderful to childhood memory. I guess they had a childhood memory that came in and then was released. Great show. Thanks.
You're welcome.
So that's kind of funny because we got a magazine in the mail today and there was a pyramid on it, and I have not had a chance to listen to that archive yet. So very interesting. Apparently, Ron, you were releasing something that a lot of people were feeling and were affected by. All right. So the next question is, hold on, I just have to get it up here. Okay. So the next question is about the, again, about the special generic generational clearing, which we were talking about earlier. And it says the above clearing is for generation 1 to 7 and is of single use only. Is there any way I can buy it for multiple use? There is none on the website for multiple use of this clearing. Please advise. Thank you very much. So is it possible to do a special generic more than once, like in an unlimited fashion, or would you even need to do that, Ron?
You may not need it. If there's no unlimited there, I'll see if I can get an unlimited version put on there. I never initially thought of doing it for unlimited. I just figured it would be for somebody with a stomach ache or an operation or a broken arm or something that just needed to have that cleared out. Now people who see that wanted to work for other things that we don't have listed. So I just initially planned that to work with, special clearing and to have an unlimited version of that. Like if you broke your arm and you felt like you had energy from your ancestors, you'd clear it out there and that'd be it. So I'll see what I can do on it. So back to you.
Okay, thanks. And I guess, too, the... I was just thinking about that, and I was thinking about the problematic event clearing or the reoccurring event barcode clearing. I don't know if that's too confusing to, I don't know why you would want to do that seven generations more than once, but there might be something else that's causing you to think that, so I was thinking... Maybe it's like a reoccurring event.
Yeah, that's what I would probably look at, as far as that, yeah.
Yeah, and like I guess that goes back to even what we were speaking about earlier in the show, Ron, is that it may just be something that's going on with you. It might not be an ancestral, like, interference from the beyondo. because if it's something you feel you have to repeat, that could be something that's reoccurring in your life, a problematic situation in the now, which keeps happening to you. So maybe it's a good idea to look at that, too, and kind of think about it. So somebody was just asking about the selective hearing, and they were asking about selective seeing. And they ask, couldn't selective seeing also be that you only see half of the pie instead of the whole pie?
Yeah, very possible, because that's probably what you're dealing with mostly is what you're seeing. So I would say that would be correct, yeah, because they do copy and paste scenery. When you have a car all of a sudden pop next to you, you're not really hearing the car, but you're looking and it's all of a sudden materialized next to you, so that would be seen. Now, it's not that it's selective seeing, but that's what they do, is bring things in, take things away, and that would be what you're looking at. So, yes, very possible it could be selective seeing. And maybe they just take out your memory of what you thought used to be there and what's there now. That could be a possibility too. As you drive down the road, and if this happens to you, and maybe you're passing a location that you've been to many, many times, and maybe there was a stop sign there, and all of a sudden you come up one day, and the sign's not there anymore, and there's even no evidence of it, you know, and you go, what's this about? Am I on the right timeline? You know, where am I? So you want to check yourself to see where you are. And then maybe you write that on a piece of paper or take a picture of it, your phone. And then a couple of days later, you go there, and there's a stop sign like, all right, wait a minute, what's going on here? Then you take a picture of that, and sure enough, it's there. And so what do you take a picture of? Well, you took a picture of probably another parallel life that you're in, and it's real, and your phone's real, and information's real as you look at it. And you go, wow, this is really strange. As your phone got abducted with you onto another timeline. So, you know, we kind of remember that too. So that's the hard part about, you know, for me doing these shows is because you start realizing that you really don't have too much control over anything unless you're in the now.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in the now, then you do have control. Otherwise, you're like a fish out of water. That's why we do the mind to heart drop on every show and help you to get into the present moment and the finger exercise and the be here now clearing. So that's what you want to do, you know, all the time, we'll say, to get out of time. So you can be with your spirit. Otherwise, you're in the beyond if you're not in the now.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're letting the past and the future control your decision-making and take you out of peace. So how can you even analyze or, you know, make your situation better when you're not even here?
Yep, and if you worry about something, if you are a worry wart, we'll say, then the aliens will catch you worrying about something, and they will create that hologram for you, make mm-hmm. that picture, make that movie set to where it validates for your own self-fulfilling prophecy, so you can say, yeah, I knew that would happen to me. Yep,
right.
That's what happened. And you created everything. You choreographed everything perfectly. And they said, oh, this is what the person wants. We'll give them what they want. So back to you.
Yeah. So that's why, like Ron said, it's really important to do the mind to heart drop and be here in the now and make sure by using your finger that you are in the present moment, that you are here in the now. And, you know, you are as much in peace energy as you possibly can be, because they love to take you out of that.
Yep,
okay.
That's their job. Their job is to do that.
Yep. And they're very good at their job.
Oh, yeah. They're masters at it.
Yeah. Okay, so the next question is, actually, it's a testimonial, which is kind of nice. Someone was on the Thursday night clone body removal call, and I'll just take a second here to mention this. Ron does healing calls every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Every week you can get on them, and each day is a different issue. So you can find out more about those under special weekly clearings at the top of creationlightship.com. And this person wrote that the water charging for the pain, and your suggestion to try putting the water directly on the area in pain. I did this for 10-minute intervals for an hour along with drinking the water, and this completely eliminated all pain and gave me a good night's sleep. Thank you again.
That's great.
So, here's another water-related question. And someone's asking, in a religion, is it possible to ritualize water, put entities in it, and then sprinkle it on the people? Never thought about that.
Yeah, give it a try, I guess.
I would just try to stay away from that. Any sort of religious water, probably, or I don't know, even there's like some New Agey type things where they, you know, energize the water with positivity or I don't know, whatever that is. But
Yeah, you can always the water charging, you know, on the website to clear things with water.
Yeah.
You know, and if you clear something with water, then possibly maybe you could clear something that somebody gave you with water also by doing that.
I wonder if it even works, because I would think that just the nature of water neutralizes whatever it is you put into it. So I wonder if that's all just, you know, I don't know, kind of a fear tactic.
Hmm.
Because water is, you know, something that cleanses and purifies usually, I mean, unless it's contaminated. So I wonder if that even has an effect on people. I think it's more the belief system that's the problem. Like, if you believe that water is, you know, has an emotion attached to it, then you probably want to clear your emotion that you have about it.
Yep, that's correct, yeah.
So that's just, I don't know, another way of maybe looking at that. Somebody else wrote in that they've been running the BBS recording of removing enslaved aliens about 6 times a day. And they wrote that, "I am one of the people the aliens were really after. I am really experiencing more freedom and experiencing my creation lightship healings more profoundly without their constant presence in my life."
Very good.
And
that's
somebody
on YouTube, yeah, Ed Fuglenet, Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen, put that up on YouTube. And so it's, I think it's called Help Enslaved Aliens. So you can just type that into the YouTube search, and it should come up. So back to you.
Okay, and here's another question related to that, the Helping Enslaved Aliens YouTube clearing. And this listener is asking, could I clear out aliens from someone's house by putting their picture in front of the YouTube screen, I guess, while this is running? Do I need a picture of the person?
Nope. That won't work. The phone has to be where the aliens are.
Ah, okay. So if you have a smartphone or you have a laptop, you could take it to the house and run it there, but you can't do the picture thing. That's not going to work.
Yeah. No, but that won't work. So just tell them to go to YouTube and put it on their phone and turn the volume up and fun.
Okay, great. Good to know. Yeah, they were asking if they could use a picture of the rooms, but that's not going to work here, unfortunately. Okay. All right. Just getting some new questions up here. Oh, here's one that's interesting. Ron, what's the best way to deal with a sibling squabble? I had an argument with a sibling a couple of weeks ago, and now they're not speaking to me. I've apologized and reached out, but I still receive no word. Any advice? A soul family disconnection, possibly?
That might be a good thing to do. That's good. I want to try that. It just sounds like the issue is probably more related to you, even though, you know, they could have caused the situation. So do an emotional clearing on it. Hopefully you have the unlimited version and do that. And you know, give yourself peace. You can't really help anybody else or change their mindset. So that's what I would do, is just do that process and do your emotional clearing so you're at peace and, you know, walk away, Renee. They'll eventually either like you or not like you. So that's what I would do. I mean, you can't force anybody to do anything. So that's what I would do with that.
Yeah,
I'm clearing. They should have that on the unlimited version, and go in there and type in the event when it happened, the day. Maybe you want to go back. It's not like 2 weeks. I mean, that you're putting out timeline energies for the last 2 weeks about them calling you or contacting you. So now you've got 2 weeks of timeline crashing to do, because you haven't nipped it in the bud yet by doing your emotional clearing. So back to you.
Okay. Great to know. And, yeah, that's a really good distinction, because we can't help anyone or change their mind or change their free will. The only thing we can sort of help is our emotional connection to the situation. So hopefully that unlimited emotional healing will be helpful. All right. So the next comment is actually from a while back, and it's about a clone encounter. So someone had communication issues last week with a gas station cashier. They looked at me with a blank stare. When I asked if I could have cash back using my debit card, she said, "Wow, what you said to me went right over my head. I had no clue what you were asking. I chalk it up as a clone moment."
Yeah, that's probably what it would be, yes. A hub being not connected. Maybe it's that interval from the 10-minute time. And, personality download, the information for living here may not have been intact. So that's very possible.
Yeah, and we have a lot of those, I think, in our daily lives and don't really know, I think, until we start, me especially, started listening to the program and understanding what was happening. They can be very frustrating, but I think overall, you just kind of have to have patience and compassion because, you know, a lot of the times they don't know they're clones or they're not given a lot of information. So it's probably just as frustrating for them as it is for us. But you have to kind of realize you're dealing with a program there and sort of work around that. Excuse me, Ron, I just have to get a drink of water really quick.
So we could do the, I'll teach the mind to heart drop for people. Very simple. So the mind to heart drop, what you want to do is command your spirit out loud, take the thoughts inside of your head, and drop them into your heart. And it's very simple. Then you count from 10 to 1 backwards, starting with 10. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. That's what you do. And, you know, do this half dozen times a day. You have to say it out loud or whisper it, because you have to connect to your body. When you talk, you resonate with every cell in your body, and your spirit hears that. It could be in those cells. If you try to use your mind, then you're in the beyondo and the alien timelines. And I'm sure they would make it work for you on the dark side energies, but you're not going to be in source energy with your spirit. They will give you a fake spirit to use to get your validation. You might even feel wonderful by doing it. You may start giggling and laughing, which automatically right away you're going to know that you're not in the right place, because source energy has no emotion. And source energy is out of time. And when you're out of time, there's no record of the past or the future. You're in the now only, going from moment to moment to moment. And that's the way source energy works. So you're not going to have any type of emotion. So that's what you want to do, and become peaceful. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. So, yeah, the mind to heart drop is something that also, if you are interested in hearing, there's an audio sample, I think. Yeah, there is, at the Creation Lightship, right there on the top there. It says, click here for more audio samples. So if you would like to hear that again, you can always listen to the archives. But if you're on the website, creationlightship.com, you can also access it there. And that's something you can do, as Ron said, every day and whenever you need to. So let's see what other questions we come up with here. And someone was asking if you could explain what the mind of the body is, Ron.
Okay, the mind of your body, in a sense, is your healer. So That would be the energy in your body, the consciousness of your body, that promotes healing. And it knows exactly what to do when your body has a problem. And unfortunately, a lot of times, if you have death barcodes on you, the mind of the body gets kind of shut down, and it's not going to work properly for you. So that's why you want to do that clearing. I think the mind of the body clearing might be on the body jumpstart one, I believe. And it's also, it gets put back into operation, we'll say, if you do the, death barcode clearings. So remember, the death barcodes are the way the dark side forces you to die, to get out of here. And they'll cause situations and stuff with your body, to make you feel bad, to want you to give up life here because, your spirit's getting weaker each time you get a death barcode or you have a physical problem and, you're in pain and you just don't want to live any longer. Then they give you another situation happening to you. And then you say, I give up, I quit, and you're out of here. Well, that's what they want you to do because your spirit energy is kind of fizzled out. So you do the death barcode, and voila, all of a sudden, like Tinkerbell comes and gives you a little zap with the wand, and you feel like 20 years younger, and you feel so much better, and you go, wow, I got this load off of me. Remember, this is put on by the mind control energies of the aliens. Like I started off with Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, How I Wonder What You Are, this is what's out there. So that's your natal chart. That's astrology. So when people talk about that, right away you can just say, oh, yeah, that's mind control happening to me, of course. The planets are controlling me. It's in all the newspapers, your horoscope. Well, what would that be if it's not mind control? And they also have body control, too. But mainly it's mind control, and that's what happens. So you get that stuff off of you. And if you want to know how many barcodes you have, just send me an email, and I'll tell you what you have now. If you did some in the past, and also if you want to know if you have any more, just tell me how many you did, and I'll look and see if you have any more attached to that, too. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. And, that's a very nice offer. Okay, so I completely forgot about this. I must not be on this timeline. But a listener was asking if are we the audience on the now timeline or off on a new alien construct from the time change. So I forgot about that. Yesterday was the, fall back where we gain an hour. So are we experiencing any sort of alien timelines from that time shift, Ron, that you could maybe see or talk about?
Well, when you're on this program, you're almost always in the now because this program is in the now, even if you listen to an archive. In fact, what you might want to try just for an experiment is just kind of sit in your room wherever you are and look at the things around you and kind of get a visual perception of how they look and then just start playing an archive, any one of the archives. And all of a sudden, you're going to feel that the room will typically shift once I start talking. And you're going to see things kind of change slightly. It's very subtle, but you might see the colors change because you're being brought back to this reality instead of the reality where you were before you listened to the archive, in the Beyondo. And you can also see it, when you do the mind to heart drop. But people on the program now are in the present now. The Earth has not moved out of its, location, its quadrant, so it's fine. So you are in the now, on the energy where the now would be on the alien timeline where it stopped. You're still in time, but time has stopped for you. So when time stops, then you don't really emit the emotions because you're not on a timeline. And you're much more peaceful. That's why we do the activation of the light beams for you for each show normally. So you are in the now. When the show ends, then you may find the room changing slightly. You probably won't have, hopefully you don't have any distractions during the program. you know, if you do have distractions during the program, you know that they don't like you, you know, getting away off the leash. So you may want to get that one out, you know, because all of a sudden you're free, you know.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, that's kind of what happens. Anyway, so back to you.
Yeah, I guess if you're distracted during the program, they're keeping you on a pretty short leash.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I guess if you're feeling off about the timeline that you're on, or say, like, for example, you're not listening to the program or you don't have an archive up, I guess what would be the best thing to do, Ron? Just be here in the now? If you feel like you're experiencing multiple timelines, or you're not there in the now?
Well, that's happening, you know, more recently, where timelines are kind of intermixing, coming in and leaving and stuff. So that could be the way the aliens are trying to control the energy now. I don't know if any special events are coming up before the end of the year here, where it changes, you know, into 2016 on January.
Mm-hmm.
But there could be some important days coming, and maybe they're getting ready to do something with the timeline. So they do things like that. So if anybody knows of a special event, you know, besides Christmas and Thanksgiving, might be something else happening where things happen. You may want to look at that. Sometimes they have wars ending or starting. So something like that would be a key date, and they could be attempting to copy and paste that timeline into your timeline. I guess another way of looking at it, let's just say that there's an awful bombing happening, we'll say, someplace, okay? And we'll just say it happens tomorrow, and you just happen to get on, say, Google, when you type in tomorrow the date, you know, what happened on the date of November 3rd. So you type that in, and you go, holy smokes, you know, this was a really big day for World War II. They had this gigantic invasion. So now you know, uh-oh, what happened then? Well, there's a lot of deaths happening, right? So now you might start feeling really sad if you didn't know about this tomorrow, because you're dealing with death energy, and they may have copied and pasted it on you. Now, maybe you happen to have a relative that's, you know, dying or something, so you're wearing the death T-shirt, okay, because you know about that. This is now your reality, because it's now in your life with somebody. And so all of a sudden you read about this thing, now you're going to feel even worse because you're wearing that death T-shirt because you're resonating with death energy.
Mm.
So, you know, you want to clear that out of you. And so that could be why you're feeling funky on some days, or you don't know what's going on. You say, oh, I don't know, this is a really weird day for me. I don't know what's going on. And, you know, you look and, you know, you can't find anything. Well, get into Google and type that date in and see what happened in the past. History repeats itself. The aliens do copy and paste, and if you're affected by it, now you can find out what's going on and do a clearing on it. Maybe you were there. So, back to you.
Yeah, it's extremely useful to do that, especially if you are having one of those days where you're like, oh, I just don't feel right, but I can't quite put my finger on it. I don't know. This is weird. So it's always helpful to do that. And I thought of something while you were talking, Ron, that I wanted to say, and I completely forgot it. I guess I'm in the now. Oh, hopefully it'll come back to me. That's the thing about the show. Sometimes you just get you get so present to what's actually happening, you forget what you were going to say as a co-host. So somebody else wrote in, and just to update everybody, FYI, both the special healing and the seven generation are whole life and do not say single use. That may have come up for the person at the time of purchase. They are just like all the other whole lifetime healings. You use them as often as needed. Okay, great. So the next question is, somebody was asking, Ron, if you could talk about what is the IQ cording clearing for?
Oh, well, we have two clearings that are similar but different. We have the education clearing and the IQ. So the IQ can make you a little smarter in a sense, okay? So if you're having difficulties thinking or anything else, do the IQ clearing. That's about all that I can say. And maybe also do the education clearing. Because those both are very, very helpful, and it'll give you the cutting edge on life, basically. So,
okay.
Back to you.
You know what's funny? Every time I'm listening to the show and I'm co-hosting, I always get the, we were talking about rooms and spaces, I always get the desire to clean my room and straighten everything up while while the show is going on. I don't know if that's just because of the clarity I'm seeing or that I'm here in the now and I'm able to, like, focus on it.
You're seeing the clarity of clutter, huh?
Yes, I'm, like, seeing through all the clutter, and I'm just, like, wanting to start, like, you know, deadheading the flowers, and, you know, I just get this
okay.
desire to make everything
yeah.
clear and nice and, you know.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. What it is, see, we're taking that maybe the once-a-month time that you'd be here for 3 hours, okay, where you have all that enthusiasm and internal power and, you know, this is probably when you're real. So, you know, as being a co-host, you know, you're connected stronger to the lightship at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And it could also happen to people listening.
Yeah, I was wondering if anybody else feels that, because I just start looking
yeah.
and going, wow, there's so much junk around. And I guess it's what maybe you were saying about the seeing things as they really are. So you really start to see things in 3D, and you're kind of like, oh, why is that dust there that I never noticed? And
yeah. So you're actually being made real
mm-hmm.
instead of waiting for that three-hour moment, which could be when you're even sleeping, okay? A month.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I never even thought of that.
You're getting an extra hour, you know, by doing the show. And so you're actually real during the program for 1 hour. Because you have to be, you know, in source energy to be a co-host. This is what happens. The light ship brings you right into source energy. So you're actually in source energy, and you're off of the alien timeline. You're actually where I'm living. And then after the show, you get brought back to probably zero time on the alien timeline.
Mm-hmm.
But people could still experience what you're feeling if they've had enough clearings in order to have their body and their spirit resonate with it. Remember, your spirit has the densities of your body, you know, entrapped in it also. So your spirit looks like you. If you have, a runny nose, it has a runny nose. So it's just mirroring you, just like your emotional body and your physical body's doing. So whatever is going on with the emotional and physical body, you're just making it very general here, maybe even mental body, your spirit has that too. But when you get off the timeline, then you're real. All that stuff vanishes. And those are so nice when I do the expos and people become real.
Mm-hmm.
They go, wow. In fact, we do those on the conference calls, making people real. So if you want to see what it's like to be real, just spend $20 and get on one of the weekly conference calls here, and you can see what it's like.
Yeah, and also, so Ron, I know we're going to have to wrap up here in a few, but very shortly, actually. But if somebody is running the clearings, like they're doing the clearings, they have the picture of the light being up, or if they're listening to the archive and they have the picture, does that help encourage them to become real and in the now? Are you because, I mean, I know, like, during the shows we are, but when you're running the clearings, would that also be similar to the experience of being in source that you just described?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Okay.
And that's why it's a little better to maybe just stick with your computer
mm-hmm.
and be in the room anyway, to where the light beam can run energy into your physical body. It'll still work, but it won't be the same. When you're in the room, you're connected to the energy of that light beam. It'll still work for you if you're out of the room, but it'll be a little bit better if you're in the room because right away you're connected to the light beam. So, yes, you are basically out of time on that alien timeline unless you're choosing to read a book or to do something else or watch TV when you have your
like mind energy.
Then you're in mind energy.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is where do you focus your attention, okay? You don't have to look at the light beam, okay? But you have to have the light beam looking at you.
Okay.
Okay, so I guess we'll wrap up our show today here. And tomorrow is our call for energetic cording, getting rid of energetic cords that people attach to you. And it's $20, starts at 5:30 Pacific time. So here we go, everybody. Let's do the mind to heart drop again. And this will put you in peace energy. And as long as you can hold the energy, then you can be out of time on the alien timeline where time has stopped for you. And you could be at peace until you get that phone call or somebody breaks you, you know?
Someone knocks on your door.
Knocks on your door, your dog starts barking, you know, or something. So here we go. Mind to heart drop. To do it out loud, so I'll do it for you. So we're going to command your spirit. You can say if you want, I command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart. And here we go. We're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay. Everybody, hold that peace energy. Wave to the aliens. So you can't get me right now. I'm in peace. No, you don't want to do that because it's a mind energy. But they'll want you to do that, so I'm just joking there. But anyway, blessings, everybody. Have a good evening. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Awesome show. Thanks, Ron.